You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The federal judge in Mexico has temporarily halted the extradition of Joaquim El Chapo Guzman, the jailed drug lord who has already escaped custody twice and who had been cleared for extradition to the United States. James Blears reports on the avalanche of injunctions devised by the drug lord's lawyers in a desperate attempt to avoid justice.
Two federal judges in Mexico's foreign ministry have already approved the extradition to the United States of thrice jailed and twice escaped Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who's back under lock and key in Mexico. He's been transferred to a maximum security penitentiary in the border city of Juarez, right by El Paso, Texas. But his highly paid and experienced lawyers, who are well versed in the cumbersome Mexican legal system, which is still mired under mountains of paperwork and written submissions, have fulfilled a promise to work up a veritable snowstorm of injunctions. They're cogently arguing there's no direct evidence against the world's most powerful alleged drug trafficker to substantiate the charges of murder and drug trafficking, and that the statute of limitations has expired on many of those charges. New York, Chicago, San Diego, Miami, and others are vying for the right to try Guzman, who's also done an interview with U.S. actor Sean Penn and wants a blockbuster movie to be made about his life and times. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.